Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Mother Aisha and Salama, they are teaching us that purity from sexual activity is not related to fasting, in the sense that if a person has intimacy with his spouse and the Fajr calls, the break of dawn is there, while you are in the state of sexual impurity, does this affect your fasting? It does not affect your fasting. And that is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ used to have. The Fajr would break, the dawn would break, and the Adhan would be called for Fajr, and the Prophet was in the state of sexual impurity. This did not affect his fasting. He used to go and have his total bath, his ghusl, and go and pray and continue to fast. So this is understood. Now, this is different than if a woman had her menses and the Adhan of Fajr was called, and after the Adhan of Fajr, she saw and realized her purity. Does she continue to fast or not? The answer is no. Her fast is not valid. Why? Because she did not recognize her purity from what prevents her, from what restricts her from fasting before the Adhan. If she saw her purity before the Adhan, and then the Adhan was called, and after the Adhan was called, she took her ghusl, this is okay. But if she did not see her purity except after the Adhan, this is not valid. Likewise, if a woman was pure, fasted the day, just a couple of minutes before sunset, and she got her menses, is that day valid for her? No, the day is invalid because she did not complete fasting the day from the break of dawn till sunset. And this hadith clearly states this issue. Moving on to hadith 182. Yes, brother.
It is related from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said, if he forgets and eats and drinks, he should complete his fast. Allah has fed him and let him drink.
The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning to us one of the things that if a person commits one of the nullifications of fasting, his fasting is considered to be complete and correct. And what are these things? Scholars say that in order for your fast to break, you have to be knowledgeable, you have to be choosing, and you have to be remembering. What is this? They say, if you eat not knowing that eating nullifies your fasting, do I continue or not? They said, yes, you continue, because knowledge is a must. If I eat because someone has a gun at my head, and he said, either you eat or I'll blow your head, can I eat? And the answer is yes. Okay, afterwards, can I continue to fast? The answer is yes again, because you were not choosing to eat. You were forced to eat. And the third case is when I eat out of forgetfulness. If I ate forgetting, or I drink forgetting, the hadith clearly says that it is Allah who fed you and offered you to drink. So these are important to know. Now, we've stated that if you eat and drink while forgetting, this is from Allah. If I see someone in Ramadan drinking or eating, should I leave him and say, MashaAllah, lucky him, Allah has fed him and gave him drink? Or should I tell him, Akhi, you're fasting? I must tell him that he's fasting, because he is doing something munkar, something that is not permissible, but he's not accountable. I, on the other hand, am accountable for that. It's like if I see someone drinking and thinking that this is water, I know that it is not water. I know it's vodka, for example. And I say, let him drink. He's going to have fun. He's going to be joyful and cheerful. He's not sinful. You're sinful. You have to tell him and stop him from doing this munkar. So likewise, now we know that drinking and eating nullifies fasting. But what else nullifies fasting? Allah mentioned in the Quran, the eating, drinking, and intercourse. Scholars say there are more. So let us talk about the things that there is no difference among scholars. They said that you add to that anything that takes or substitutes eating and drinking. So for example, if you take these IV that can make you alive for 5 or 6 or 10 days without eating and drinking, this is the same ruling. This nullifies your fasting. Understood. They also add to that cupping. And it's an issue of dispute among scholars. Is cupping one of the things that nullifies your fasting? What is cupping? Cupping is slashing, wounding the back of the neck or the shoulders and extracting the bad blood. It comes in dark and heavy state, unlike the wounds that takes place. And after doing it, you feel relieved. Your eyesight improves, your memory improves, your sleeping habits or patterns also improves. Scholars say that also falls under the category of intercourse, ejaculation. So if someone does not have sexual intercourse, but he ejaculates intentionally, or what they called as masturbation. If he masturbates and ejaculates, then his fasting is invalid and he has to make another day for that. What is ruling on taking samples of blood? Scholars say that it is okay. It's not like cupping because it would not make you tired. So it is permissible to take it. Is there anything else? Does anybody know anything else that I might have forgotten? Yes?
Vomiting purposely.
Ahsant, excellent, very good. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever vomits intentionally must make up for that day. And whoever is forced to vomit, sometimes you eat and you've eaten something bad and you can't help it. All of a sudden you vomit yourself. The Prophet says your fasting is valid. Okay, let's take your questions.
Sheikh, you mentioned many prohibitions that people are not allowed to fast. Does that include the hajis as well, the pilgrims?
The what?
The pilgrims, when they go for a hajj, the 5 days of hajj, they also prohibited to fast, or how does that work?
Okay, if you're talking about the 3 days of Tashriq, the 11th and the 12th and 13th.
I'm saying the 5 days of hajj when people...
The 5 days, the 8th day and the 9th day, day of Arafah and the day before it, they can fast, but it's not recommended. They can fast the day of Arafah. The pilgrim can fast the day of Arafah. It's not forbidden for him to fast. And he may fast as mandatory if he cannot sacrifice. So the scholars say that if someone is unable to sacrifice the hadi, if he's doing tamattu' or qiran, Allah says in the Quran, ثَلَاثَةْ أَيَّامْ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبْعَةْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ 3 days you fast in the hajj, and 7 when you go back. These 3 days are to be fasted on the 8th and the 9th, or if you cannot fast them, you fast them on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. So you can fast those, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Sam.
Disregarding the intention of fasting, when should we begin intending for a fast, and should it be done every day?
Jazakallah khair. For mandatory fasting, remember, we have mandatory and voluntary. For mandatory fasting, you must intend to fast before the break of dawn. Whether this intention is by eating the pre-dawn meal, nobody eats at 4 o'clock. So definitely, if you're eating at 4 o'clock, you're intending it. Or by before going to bed, you intend, and tomorrow I'm fasting. So even if you overslept and woke up after Fajr, your intention is correct. Now, in regards to Ramadan, scholars, some of them say that you have to have intention for every single day, and this is not true. As long as I know that Ramadan is 30 days, or 29 days, it is sufficient only to intend the first day. After that, it is like the domino effect. Khalas, it takes place without me intending it, because every day I'm gonna have my pre-dawn meal and so on. Unless I separate or break because of illness or traveling. So I break one or two or more days because I'm traveling. Once I want to resume fasting, I have to have for the first day the intention, and after that, everything goes as usual. Yes, the brother there.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Some people say that even brushing the teeth is not permissible during fasting. What is the ruling?
It is okay for a person to use the siwak. You know the siwak, the miswak. It is permissible for him to use it throughout the whole day and night, no problem. It is even permissible to use a toothbrush, providing you can guarantee that you do not swallow any of the paste. And most people can do that, can guarantee that. But if you're afraid, or if you're used to eating some of the paste and swallowing it, scholars say, no, this affects your fasting and you should avoid this. I'm afraid that this is all the time. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.